So today's daf is Mem Gimel. So beginning on Mem Beis, 6 lines from the bottom, the Gemara says, "Mistam, mistamecha ve'alza Rabbi Abahu." So Rabbi Abahu would go. He was going along the way of mistamecha, lashon of nismach. He was leaning, kasrei de Rabbi Nachum. He was leaning on the shoulders of Rabbi Nachum. Rabbi Nachum apparently was his mishamish, and Shemaya mankit ve'alza hilchas aminei. And I guess Rabbi Nachum was busy gathering halachas from his Rebbe, Rabbi Abahu, about different areas of halacha. So then Rabbi Nachum posed the following shaila to his Rebbe. By minei machlokes v'achakach stamai. Let's see the Mishnah, where it presents the machlokes first, but then afterwards it presents another Mishnah on the same topic, but doesn't present it as a machlokes, just as stam, just as one of the opinions. It doesn't say who the opinion is. So what's the halacha? So the response is, Amalei halacha kistam, we follow the stam. Since there is first a machlokas, and then Rebbe, who put together the Mishnah, gave a stam opinion later on, that tells us that
it's very important. This is a klal for all.
Yeah, this is a klal for all shas. So if you look at Rashi for some examples, Rashi says, machlokas v'achakach stam, bein shestam achareya miyad, whether it's a stam Mishnah right afterwards, it just says, you know, one opinion. It doesn't, again, it has a machlokas, beisil beishamai, let's say. And then there's a later Mishnah that says just Beis Hillel, but doesn't say Beis Shammai. It just says Stam. It doesn't even say who it is, but it has like one of the opinions. We paskin like that Stam, because you see from that they figured out who the halacha was like. That's why they later on put a Stam Mishnah. Yeah, exactly. Right. So Rashi brings a couple of the examples. Then Rabbi Nachum asked his Rabbi, "What about Stam v'chakach machlokas? Let's say there's a Mishnah earlier on which it said Stam, just gave one opinion on a particular inyan. Later on, it had a machlokas about that same inyan. Then how do we paskin? Do we say since there's now a machlokas, is the newer Mishnah? Maybe they don't know the halacha and it's really machlokas. So here it says, what's the halacha? What's the so amalei ain halacha kistam? We do not paskin like the Stam in this case, since we find a machlokas after that Mishnah. Let's say we have a stama b'dimasnisin u'machlokes b'braisamayim. We said Mishnahs was what Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi put together as finalized as the Mishnahs, and braisas were other texts that were not included in the Mishnahs. So let's say there's a Mishnah that has a stam, but there's a machlokes that's recorded in the braisa. Mai, what's the halacha? Amalei halacha kistam, we passing like the stam Mishnah because a Mishnah always overrides a braisa. Let's say, however, machlokas b'masnisin v'stama b'braisa. Let's say there's a machlokas in the Mishnah, but the braisa just has a stam, doesn't say a machlokas at all. Then do we say the braisa of stam should override the machlokas in the Mishnah? Amalei, so the response of Rabbi Bohu says, v'chi Rebbe lo shana, Rabbi chi aminaylo. Rabbi Yehuda only put together the Mishnayos. So if Rebbe did not record this braisa in the Mishnayos, it wasn't taught, so how did Rabbi Chia, who was a Talmud of Rebbe, how did Rabbi Chia know this braisa? What kind of, I mean, it doesn't make sense. It's not a shaila. How do you know a braisa if you only knew Mishnayos? Now, of course, Rabbi Chia probably knew some of the braisas, but what we're trying to say is the fact that Rebbe did not include the braisa in the Mishnayos tells us that that braisa was not a significant Tanaic statement, and therefore the Mishnah overrides the braisa. So Gemara now challenges this idea. V'amar lei, v'hatanan, don't we have the following Mishnah, which we're about to go through a Mishnah, and we're going to see that it's rejected, even though it's a Stam Mishnah. So the Mishnah tells us, V'hatnan, it's a Mishnah that's found in Meseches Kelim. Misrak Shapishan, if you have a comb, or Masrak Shapishan, if a comb used for flax. And the halacha is that any kli that has a function is tame. If it has no function, then it becomes tahor. So a table, for example, is tame. If it's someone touches it, who's tame. Or a chair, if someone touches it, a mace touches it, the chair is tame. A pot, someone touches it, it's tame. If you touch a piece of wood, just a stam wood without function, or a piece of metal, that will not become tame. So let's say if a comb has a function, so if somebody tame touches it, it's tame. But let's say the Mishnah says, Masik Shapishtan Shenitlo Shinov, it takes some of the teeth. What are they called? The actual they called teeth also in the combs? Okay. The teeth. It takes some of the teeth out of the combs. Vinishtairu Boshtaim, and there are two teeth remaining in the comb. Then it's still tame, it still has a function. You can still comb the flax with the two teeth. The achas, however, if only one's remaining, it's Torah. It can't use it as a comb with just one tooth, so that's going to be Torah. It has no function. The kulin shenitlo, each of these teeth that are removed, achas, one bifnei atzma, each individually, tameos are tame, because you could take each one individually that are removed and use it for something. I don't know, to clean your teeth or as a needle or something. So each one individually are tahar, even though the whole comb, if it's left completely bare, it will be tahar. Now later on, I think the Gemara says, okay, to clean out the candle. Then the Mishnah goes on to say, what? It's tahar. No, tamay. If the nail itself, the tooth itself, I mean, is tamay, right? Now, shel tsemer, let's say you have a comb that you used to, they would comb the wool. Shenitl shinov, that the teeth were moved. Achas mi ben time. If one was taken out among the other, I think every other one. So then it's tahar. Because apparently for wool, I guess you need them more closely together. It's not going to function properly. But let's say nishtayru bo gimel b'makom echad, if there are three teeth remaining all next to each other, then that's going to be tameh. It still has a function, still can be used to comb the wool. Ha'isach itzona achas mehem, if one of these three remaining is the outer one, so then that's going to be tahar. Apparently it doesn't function well if it's the outer one. I don't know how it works exactly. Rashi explains that the outer tooth is wider than the other ones, and doesn't really, it's not so effective. You need a little thinner and sharper tooth. The outer one's always thicker, so that can't be counted as the three. Let's say nitlu shtaim, let's say you take two of them, v'asan lemilka, you make them into a tweezer, I think. So then, tameos, then those are tameos. It has a function now. The tooth, when they're removed from the comb, now these separate tooth has a new function, namely a tweezer. But let's say achas, you take out one tooth only, that tooth, the skinul in there, you fix it in such a way that you could clean out candles. Ole mesach. What's the mesach? As a needle. Okay, a needle for the tailors. Or a nail or something. So then if you fix that tooth to have another function, that tooth individual will be tamer. So Gemara says, v'kai malon, de'ein halacha kosa mishnah. So the kasha is, this is a Stam Mishnah. Don't we always pass like Stam Mishnayos? So why do we have a klal here? We do not pass like this particular Mishnah. It's a Stam Mishnah. We don't know the author. Stam Mishnah means it's Stam. It's closed. We don't know who the author is. We should pass like this. Why do we not pass like this? That's the kash of the Asr B'Yabohu. So Amar Lei Bar Minei. Don't
ask. The Machloket before. It says Machloket in Stam Mishnah. It says Stam.
Right. This, I think, is even a stronger question. I think this is even just a Stam Mishnah. So it's possible. There's a machlokas in the Brisa. Let's see. Okay. There must be a Brisa somewhere that has a machlokas.
Yeah.
So this is the question. Stam Mishnah and machlokas in the Brisa, which Rabbi Bohu said, we certainly pass like the Stam Mishnah. But here, this is the Stam Mishnah, which we don't pass like. Rather, we follow we don't go with it. Since there's a machlokas in the Brisa, that overrides the Stam in the Mishnah. So Gemara says, not a kasha. The reason why we don't pass like this Mishnah is not because the Brisa is machlokas. Forget the Brisa. There's an internal problem within this Mishnah itself that told us not to pass like this Mishnah. What was wrong with it? So the Gemara says, Amalei bar minei. Don't ask a question. Leave that Mishnah aside. Why? The Hahi, this very Mishnah, the Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, the Amri Tervayu, both of them, zu eino Mishnah. This was not part of the Mishnayos. We have sometimes Mishnayos that we end up removing from the Mishnayos. There was some type of mistake in there. So this is one of them that was not included in the Mishnayos. My time. And why did they remove this from the Mishnayos? So Amar Rav Huna bar Manoach Mishmei Derav Idi Berei Dervika Mishum De Kasha. They had a Kasha. There was a contradiction within this very Mishnah. What was the Kasha? Reisha L'Seifa. The Reisha contradicted the Seifa. De Kasani in the Seifa it says, Shel Tsemer, the wool comb, Shenitlu Shinov, you take Achas Mi Ben Time, you remove one tooth from among others, every other one, let's say, Tower, because the comb doesn't function properly for the wool. Hanishtairu boshtaim b'makom echad. But if two remain together, then tamei would be considered tamei. V'hadar tani. But then the Mishnah goes on to say, nishtairu bo shlosha tamei. If you have three next to each other, three teeth next to each other, it's tamei. Shlosha in shtaim lo. But if there are only two next to each other, that's implied that it's not going to become tamei. So there's a stira. The ratio of the seifa. The ratio implies it's tamei. The seifa implies it's tahar. No, we're also within the comb of the tzemer. Within the comb of the tzemer, these are both two dikum.
They jump from one in the center to three straight, as opposed to go from one in the center to two together. There is no case of two together.
Right. So since you have two different implications from the ration, the safe of tzemer, that's the internal contradiction. The Gemara says, my kusha, why is that so problematic? You could very simply answer, Dilma ha begavisei, Habibraisa. One's referring to inside, what's referring to the outside. So Rashi explains, Hadigasani Shtayim Tame, when we say two next to each other are Tame, Bigavaisu, Emtsois Techazin Tefe, when they're inside, where they're more effective. Shehain Kineged Besiad, Hamasarik, Kshu Oches Ba Mechadnis Hain Lesrok. So I guess the way it was, imagine like a little handle here, and then like it spreads out like a comb, like a menorah almost. So if they're in the center, so you could comb very nice with a lot of control. But if they're the outside, you're holding the handle here on the outside, it's very hard to comb it if there's no support in the center. It's completely bare, and the side has combs here. It's very hard to maneuver it. That's how I'm imagining it. So when it's in the inside, if there are two combs in the center, two teeth in the center, that's good. But if there are two on the outside, that's not good. Not until you have three, where it's able to have a little bit more control while combing it. That's my understanding. I'm not sure if there's a picture anywhere. Oh yeah, is that how the picture is? No, they're wrong. Ah, well, what is the picture? Oh, like I said, was it? Okay, good, but not like Rashi. Okay, so. So what's Rashi's picture?
It says see Rashi for another interpretation.
Okay, I guess who's I mechaber to then? Rambam?
It's just surprising because it would take you 100 years to comb.
Oh, this is Rashi's second.
With two teeth.
Oh, you would know.
I can tell you.
What do you mean to comb wool? What do you do?
Wool, you cannot, in order to make a thread out of, or yarn out of wool, you have to have all the fibers running parallel. But when you take it out of the sheep, they are like all mixed up. So you have to create a straight line of threads, of fibers, so afterwards you can spin. You can make the...
Uh-huh.
And you understand? Otherwise, yeah. You cannot make a thread out of it.
One day we'll take a field trip, see how all this clothing
is
made.
You know, I want my guys, the people in my office, they don't know anything. I just took down some videos from YouTube. There are no factories in America. You have to drive, I don't know, to North Carolina to the first factory to show anybody how to do anything.
Wow.
Because it's too expensive.
So there is, but not in New York.
They closed almost, even in North Carolina, most of them are going broke. They can't compete against the Orient. So there are no factories. It's crazy.
Wow.
In Israel, there used to be a lot of the shops for sweaters.
Yes.
A lot.
Yes. Yeah, now
they're still up.
Yeah. I don't know. I think they used to do in Yehuda and Shomron, you know, because they have a special agreement with America that goes in without duty. I don't
know. Okay.
They do a lot of sweaters.
Okay, either way, so the Mishnah says, the Gemara explains that it's not a contradiction about whether two remaining is Tameh or two remaining are Tahor. One might be talking about two in the center, where it is Tameh, has a function, and the other Diuk is from the two on the outside, which would not be considered Tameh because it's harder to use. So Gemara says, okay, fine, that was not the problem. We have a different problem from the Mishnah. Elam Yehocha, from the following. Dikasani, v'chulon shenidlo achas achas b'fnei atman tmeos. In the Reisha, regarding the comb of the Pishon, of the flax, each one that was taken, each tooth that was taken individually, it's going to be tamei because it has a function as a needle, as the cleaning the candles. Afa gavdol hiskina, says the Gemara. Even though they never fixed it, they never made it, just plucking it off the comb would be enough. Ema seifa. But look at the seifa regarding the comb of the semer. It says, achas, you remove one of the teeth. Viskina, then you have to fix it laner, o lemesach, tamei. You have to fix it for the candle or for the sewing, it's tamei. Only his skina in, below his skina low, only if you fix it. But if you just took it off and just plucked it off the comb, that wouldn't be enough. So the Reisha says plucking it off alone is enough. And the Sefer says only plucking it off and then fixing it specifically for these purposes is a tame. So the Gemara says that's not so problematic either. Amar Baye, my kusha, why is that a problem? Duma habe kisayu, hablo kisayu. Maybe one's referring to a case where when you plucked it off, you took some of a handle with it. So you're able to hold it by the part of the handle and use the needle separately. Maybe the other case, the safe is talking about a case where you plucked off the tooth without a handle, so you have to fix, make their handle to be able to use this pick properly. And Rapapa says maybe another explanation. My kusha dilma habikatinasa habelimasa. Maybe the Reish is talking about where they took out of a big piece of tooth, so you're able to hold, even though the whole thing was considered a needle, but since it's so big, you can hold the end of the needle to use it properly. But maybe the seifa was where you took off a tiny piece of needle, a tiny tooth, and there's no place to hand to hold on to it. Wherever you hold on to it, you'd be covering the strap point. It wasn't long enough to be used properly. That's why you have to fix a special handle to make it function. So then the Gemara says, so we see that there's no problem with this Mishnah. Why don't we pass it like the Mishnah? Ella Mishum de Messiah Meba Davkani zu de Rebbe Shimon. The ones who learn Mishnah's Davka very carefully and meticulously, they would be messiah it as Divrei Rebbe Shimon. In other words, this was not a Stam Mishnah. Stam Mishnah means there's no author. It was just presented as, this is a halacha. No one says it. Everybody says it. But the ones who are really medayik in the Mishnahs in their memory, this was actually written by Rebbe Shimon and not a Stam Mishnah. That's why we throw this out. It's not a question. The reason why we don't pasken like this is because it's not a Stam. It's a Rebbe Shimon Mishnah.
Does that mean that Rabbi Yehuda put Rebbe Shimon and and it wasn't written right?
That's what it sounds like. Okay, then the Gemara says halfway down the Amud. Shalach Rabbi Chiya bar Abin Ma'arsin Toch. So going back to the Mishnayos about marrying within 3 months of getting divorced or death. So the halach is Ma'arsin Toch Shlosha. You're allowed to get engaged within 3 months because the biggest concern was if you Nisun was done within 3 months, we wouldn't know who the father of the child is. But Ma'arsin, where there's no Tashmish, that would be permitted during the 3 months. And that's how they actually practiced. He would also teach this, that Rubo Shel Rishon, Rubo Shel Shlishi, V'emtsai Shalem, that if you wait most of the first month, most of the third month, and a full middle month, then you're allowed to get married. So I'm not really sure, yeah. Yehuda Libo Gaspa. That's what I said. Yehuda Libo Gaspa. Good question. My guess would probably be not Yehuda. Now, I'm not sure what this means, Rubo Shel Rishon, though. How do you wait Roho Rishon? You have to wait all of Rishon to get to the second month.
Oh, there's a big...
there's a big discussion what that means.
It's the law of Rabbi Hanina, Hagadol Sever, She'en Tzorech B'Shlosha Chodeshim B'Leim B'Kdei She'yeh Nikar Ha'uvar Eladai B'Chodesh Shalem.
Oh, that's how it should be read. That makes more sense.
Yeah. את הנשואים יש להתיר שערי אין לחשוש עוד שמה מעוברת היא, ותיר את הקרן אורה, שאף לדעת רבי חנינה הגדול ישנן נשים מסוימות שאין עובר ניכר אלא לאחר 3 חודשים מלאים, ולפיכך לא הקילו חכמים אלא לעניין אירוסים ולא לעניין נשואים. Because some women don't show.
He's talking about חודשי הריח. We continue reading. About the moon.
Too much. I don't want to bother.
Okay.
What do you mean? Meaning the amount of days.
Meaning that's why it says Rov Rishon and Rov Shlishi and Ful Emtsai, because if you go by the moon, so
you read better than me.
רוב חודש הלבנה הראשון, כל חודש הלבנה של אחר וחודש הלבנה השלישי. לדוגמה, אם את הבא בחצי הראשון חודש אייר, צריכה היא שנמתין רוב חודש אייר. כל חודש ניסן ורוב חודש תמוז. אולם אם מתו בחצי השני של חודש אייר, אין היא יכולה למנות את חודש אייר כלל, שכן אין כעבור חודש. פלקח.
עליה להגיד כל חודש. So it goes by חודש, by meaning that if it the 16th of, let's say, of year, year doesn't count at all.
Yeah.
Right. So then she has to do Sivan, full Sivan, full Tammuz, and Rov Av.
Right. Pretty interesting.
Right. That's what it's saying.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Fine. The Gemara now continues and says, along these lines of those who permitted Erusin during 3 months, it says, Ameimar Shara Le'eras B'Yom Tishim. He permitted 90th day, which is, again, after 3 full months. Assuming a month is 30 days, so on day 90, a Meimar permitted them to get engaged, but not within the 3 months. So Amar Le'i Rav Ashi, La Meimar. Is that really true? V'harav u'Shmuel, who came before a Meimar, Amar Tevaya, both of them said, Tzrich l'hamtin shel shechadashim, chutz miyom shemesbo, v'chutz miyom shenisar sebo. You need 3 full months, aside from the day they died, and aside from the day they get engaged, meaning you can't get engaged until day 92. You don't count day one. So 90 days from death, you have to wait. And then only the 91st day, which is really the 92nd day, are you allowed to get married. How does he permit the 90th day? So the Gemara says, Hahu, that statement of Rav and Shmuel is L'inyan Menikas Itmar. They were referring to Menekes, a woman who is nursing. What's the context? The Rav Shmuel, Damar Tevayot, Tzrich L'hamtin Chavda Al-Chodesh, when Menekes has to wait 24 months, Chutz Miyom Shenolad Bo, V'chutz Miyom Shenisar Sabo. She has to wait 24 months before getting married because we said it's dangerous for the child who's being nursed. She can't get married, can't have more children. So when you calculate the 24 months, the 2 full years, you don't count the day one that she gave birth, and you don't also count the day, right, and you don't count the day that she gets engaged. That's when they said the statement, V'ha, Hahu David, sorry, let's skip a line here. Okay, so that's when Rav and Shmuel said their statement about not including day one, not including the last day. But regarding the halachas of waiting 3 months, Rav and Shmuel never said that. So a Maimar statement still stands that on day 90, he permitted people to get engaged. So Gemara says, V'ha, hahu, David, sudas erusin b'yom tishin. Wasn't there such a case where a person made the sudas erusin on day 90? V'afsu de Rav, the sudas ayu. And Rav said, throw out that whole sudas erusin. You can't get engaged on day 90. You have to wait until tomorrow. Where he says, no, that wasn't a sudas erusin. Hahu sudas nisun havi. That was the wedding. The wedding you certainly have to wait until after a complete 90 days. Only the engagement suda was permitted on the 90th day.
Where is Rava coming in on this? We haven't had Rava till now.
Yeah, they had this Masorah. This is a Maisa, that is Shahaya.
Nothing to do
Maisa Shahaya, right. Okay. So Rava clearly had Paskin that you have to wait a full 3 months. Hilchasa, what's the halacha? In the end of the day, what is the halacha Maisa here? Says the Gemara, Hilchasa, Tzrich l'hamtin chavta al chodesh. For the a woman who's nursing has to wait a full 24 months, chutz miyom shenolad ba, chutz miyom shenis arsebo, not including the day she gave birth and not including the day she gets engaged. V'tzich l'hamtin shlosha chalashim, by any other woman who either loses her husband or gets divorced, she has to wait a full 3 months, chutz miyom shenis bo, the day other than the day her husband dies, v'chutz miyom shenis arsebo, also not including the day she gets engaged.
Rav Shmuel were part Tanaim, part Amoraim. Are they the one who said who?
No, Rav Tanu Palag. Rav has the status of a Tana. But Rav and Shmuel were earlier Amoraim. They were like the big Rabbanim of their age.
And Rav came after Rav Shmuel?
Rav came after, yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, now the Gemara is referring back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that everyone was allowed to get married. Where's that line for a second? That according to Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Yehuda, rather Rabbi Yossi, all the women were allowed to get engaged within 3 months, just not married, except for an almana. Almana was not allowed to because mipnei ha'ibo, she was still in the period of mourning for her husband. So an almana cannot get engaged within the 3 months. Okay, so on this line, the Gemara comments. Amar Rav Chista, kal v'chomer, it should be kal v'chomer. What's the kal v'chomer? Ma b'makom she'asu l'chabes, just like in a place where you cannot do kvisa, you can't do laundering, you can't wash your clothing. However, it's mutter le'aris, it's permitted to get engaged. We'll see what that case is in a second. Mokum shemutter lechabes enodin shemutter le'aris. Here by the almana, she's allowed to launder clothing after she completes a velus. After a week, she's already allowed to launder clothing. So she should certainly be allowed to get engaged. Again, we'll find the case in a second where it's usher to clean clothing, but it's mutter to get engaged. So here where she's allowed to clean clothing, certainly she should be allowed to get engaged. Mahi, where do you find this? Where it's also to wash clothing, but mutter to get engaged. The Mishnah tells us that Tanan, the Mishnah is found in the end of Tainus, Shabbos Shechal Tishbav B'Tocha. If the week of Tishbav, we call it Shavuot Shechalbah, Tishbav is during that week, it's on a Thursday, for example. Asur L'Saper, that week of Tishbav, you can't get a haircut. U'L'Chabesh, you can't wash your clothing. U'B'Chamishi Mutter, but on Thursday, one's allowed to do this, B'Pnei Kavod Shabbos. Because of Kavod Shabbos, you could get a haircut and wash your clothing. V'Tanya. Kodem hazman hazeh, before this time, before Tisha B'Av itself, so then, ha'am mimatin baskem, milisa militen, milivnos linatoa. The nation, Klal Yisrael, is not allowed to do business heavily, they can't plant, they can't build, aval, but uma'arsin, they are allowed to get engaged during this week, aval lo kontem, but they can't get married. V'ein osin sudas erisin, also they can't make a feast of erisin. But what comes out is, during this Shavuot Shechalbo, although you're not allowed to wash your clothing, you are allowed to get engaged. So too by this almana, why does she have to wait 3 months? Almana, only after a week is she also. Look at Rashi for a second. Makom shemut lechabes. Toch shloshim yom shel evel. The shloshim yom that a person keeps for a relative, whether it be a parent, a sibling, a child, a spouse, 30 days applies to all those. The avel ain aser b'tachposes el shiva yomim. An avel is only aser to wash his clothing during the first 7 days. The chol shoshim yom, the 30-day period, applies to giyut, the tzam b'perek elu megalchin. Giyut is like a high level of pressing the clothing, or a more serious way of cleaning. Aval kibus lo, that only applies shloshim to giyut. But kibus, regular laundering clothing, that's permitted after shiva. The dotas boris gufes, the Gemara goes on to explain why that is, fine. But lemaisa, by the way, lemaisa, the Rama writes, the minhag is to be makbe, not to launder clothing even for shloshim, all 30 days, one shouldn't do it. That's the minhag. There are ways around it, though. Either way, after shiva, the almana is allowed to wash her clothing. So certainly she should be allowed to get engaged. Why does she have to wait 3 months or more to get engaged? So the Gemara says, you misread this brisa regarding Tisha B'Av, the mission regarding Tisha B'Av. Kitanya hehi, when that was said, kodim the kodim. We had this strange line. The brisa said, kodim the kodim, it was permitted to wash to get engaged. Kodim the kodim refers to, look at the last line of Rashi. Kodim the kodim, kodim Shabbat Shechal Tisha B'Av, before the Shua Shechal Bo. Referring to, it's not nogeh for us as Ashkenazim, but let's say Tisha B'Av falls out on a Thursday. Shavuot Shechal Bo is only from the Sunday until Tisha B'Av. The week before, even though it's Rosh Chodesh Ad, the week before, let's say Rosh Chodesh was Wednesday, so Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is not considered Shavuot Shechal Bo. It's not considered, you don't keep all the 9 days. Like, we keep 9 days. Then there's no 9 days. It was whatever few days fell out during the week of Tisha B'Av. So then, it's talking about the time before. Kodim the Kodim, Rashi says, Kodim Shabbat Shechal Tisha B'Av. Before this week of Tisha B'Av, B'socha, then you're allowed to wash your clothing during that week beforehand, and certainly allowed to get engaged. About Tocha Shabbos, during the actual week where Tisha B'Av falls out, just like it's aser to wash your clothing during the week of Tisha B'Av, so too it's aser to get engaged during the week, and there is no Kal V'Chomer here. So too here, that's not such a crazy thing, that although women might be allowed to, an amana can wash her clothing after 7 days, it's still very possible it's aser to get engaged. Okay. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rava. Rava says, V'kodim de kodim nami kavachomer. Even the week before Tisha B'Av, I could suggest the kavachomer. What's the kavachomer? Ma b'makom she'asa lisav litein mutar li'ares. That week, now we're talking about the week before Tisha B'Av, where the Brisa tells us it's aser to do business, at least you can't do a lot of business, but it's mutar to get engaged. Makom she'mutar lisav litein eino din she'mutar li'ares. Now by the almana, after losing her husband, after 7 days, after Shiva, she's allowed to go back to regular business. So if she's allowed to do business, so certainly then it's going to be permitted to get engaged to her. So Gemara says, Lo tema de biyosi omer kol hanashim yisarsu, ema el ema kol hanashim yinasu. So we have to go back and reread the Mishnah. When we had this last line in the Mishnah that said, all women are permitted to get engaged except for an almana, what was it referring to? What was that? Who was that commenting to? So the way the Mishnah originally read was, Rabbi Yosi omer, Kol Nashim Yisarsu, all the women get engaged.
Within 3 months.
Exactly. Except for Almana.
Right.
That's wrong.
To wait 3 months.
Exactly. Because clearly Almana can get engaged, which is proved.
Within 3 months. Right.
Rather, what it should say, Kol Nashim Yinasu Chutz Min Almana.
Within 3 months?
Within 3 months.
Wow.
I think that's how we're reading. We'll read Rashi in a second. But he's talking about every woman's allowed to get married except for an Almana. Let's see how Rashi explains on the top of Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Rashi says, Ela ema Rabbi Yosi Omer kol nashim yinasu chutz me'almana. Rabbi Yosi lo ibol asa leshemuni. He's not coming to teach us avelus. The minsun afilu Rabbi Yehuda mo de daser b'mei avel. Even everyone agrees you can't get married as an avel. D'ha simchei. It goes against avelus. El yinasu asa leshemuni. He's coming to teach us marriage, meaning upalagad Rabbi Yehuda damar kol nisuas yisarsu. That Rabbi Yehuda held all women who are married can now get engaged. Vas Rabbi Yosi le mimer afilu nisuas yinasu. Even the women who were previously married are allowed to get married. The Gimel Machlokas B'davar. There's three-way Machlokas in the Mishnah. What are they? Tanakama Aser Afil Arusus Le'ares. Tanakama have the most extreme, most Machmir, that even a woman who's only engaged or foreign still may not get engaged. The Gozu Arusus Rishon Atu Nisuo. The Gozu Arusun Da'achron Atu Nisun Da'achron. They have all these Gzeras. No one's allowed to get engaged. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Hanasus Yasarsu, he permitted that he was a middle shita, that the married woman could get engaged, Velo Gazer Erusin Atanasun. And he said, Varuso Sinasu, and those who were engaged may get married, Velo Gazer Arusa Atu Nisua. But there is a distinction that one who is married may not get married until 3 months. And finally, he has no concern of havchana. He permits a woman who was once married to get married again during the 3 months, except for namana because of an avelas.
According to Yehuda, Right.
So Gemara says, wait a second, this is your question. Velesle Yehuda lahavchin? If Yusuf doesn't hold of the distinction, don't you have to know who the proper father is? Leslie, Enechanami, he doesn't hold of it. Why? He does just doesn't. Rashi doesn't tell us why.
He just gives the whole 10 blood that we did.
Right. But then the Gemara says, Ibai Seimo Lil Isla, he does hold of this. And Ve'ema maybe says as follows. Rabbi Yossi is saying, Omer, Kol Arusos Grushos Yinasu. All women who were engaged and got divorced, they're allowed to get remarried. That's what Rabbi Yossi is trying to say. That I'm not sure, except for now, Mana, who was engaged, she's not allowed to. Because there's no concern if she's only engaged before him, there's no issue of lahavchin. So we're only talking about those who are previously engaged. So if they were divorced after engagement, then they're allowed to get married. But if they were widowed after engagement, the almana, she's still considered almana, has a velus, she can't get married.
1 second. So the case is that they were arusos, then they need garshu, and then they became almana.
Two different cases, I think.
What?
If they wish, they cannot be almanos.
He's within Yisarsu.
That ex-husband died.
Right. So they're not within almanos, within Yisarsu, right. He's distinguishing. All kol Yisarsu, which is Lashon Kol, harusos sheniskarshu are allowed to get remarried, but kol harusos shenisalmana are not allowed to get married. Okay. Because of avelus. So that comes out, if he's talking about arusas can get remarried, ask Gemara, Haini Hachi, Haini Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said, that Kol Ha'arusos is Nasu. Gemara says, Ika Benayu, Nisua Le'aros. Someone who's married to get engaged. So he only says, arusos can get married. But does he say, one who is married, are they allowed to get engaged? Rabbi Yehuda says, yes. Rabbi Yehuda, Savar Nisua Mutaris Laris, a woman who was once married may get engaged. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Nisua Asur Laris, he holds a woman who was once married may not get engaged even if she gets divorced. The Savar Rabbi Yehuda Nisua Asur Laris, is that really true? Does he hold a woman who was once married may not get engaged? Vahatani Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol Nashim Yisarsu, any woman is allowed to get engaged even though she may have been married before. And Chutz Min Almana B'nei Ha'ibo. And v'kam ibon, how long is this avelus period? Shela, 30 yom. And v'chulin, the Gemara continues and says, lo yinasu ad shihu lahen 30 chodashim. And all those who are engaged may not get married until 3 months. So we see from here, again, we're talking about the case. Does Rabbi Yossi say a nesua can get engaged? He clearly says that, right? So Gemara says, my kusha, why is this a problem? If it's because Rabbi Yossi Omer Kol Hanashim Yisarsu that all women can get engaged, so what does that mean? Which women are we talking about? Mi Alima, is this Brisa stronger? Alima stronger? Mi Masisin the Mishnah? Do Kimna Barusus Grushus Yinasu? Just like we said, the Mishnah that who is Kol mean? Who are we allowed to get engaged? It's referring to someone who was once engaged before him. It's not who said Hachanami. We could say Kol Harusos Grushus Yinasu. Only those who were engaged and then divorced can get married. No one said we're talking about someone who is married can get engaged, and we never said that. So Gemara says, Elam is safer. From the safe of the line, and that's a little confusing, it's very technical. Not Rabbi Yossi.
Not Rabbi Yossi, no.
Right, we're trying to figure out Rabbi Yossi's opinion. Just like Rabbi Yossi, in the Mishnah we had to adjust what you're saying.
Right.
Here also in the Brisa, we'll adjust what you're saying and make him be consistent that a Nechanami, a woman who was once married, may not get engaged. So El Eimah Meseifa, maybe from the Seifa, could pose a challenge to Rabbi Yossi. That could we really suggest that Rabbi Yossi says a Nesua may not get engaged? Is that really true? Meseifa Dekasani V'chulon Lo Yinasu Ad Shehush Lehen Shalosha Chodashim. All women are not allowed to get married until 3 months have passed. So in Suvi Hu Delo, it only says that they can't get married. ha'isrusi shabridami, but they can get engaged. So we see that a woman who was once married may get engaged. So Gemara says, Amar Rava, so we have a problem. We don't.
Now Rabbi Yossi is exactly like Rabbi Yehuda, we're saying.
Exactly.
That's a problem.
That's a problem. So Amar Rava, Tirit Tvei Mahachi, say the following. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol Arusos, Grushos, Yinasu, all engaged women can get married. Okay, that's fine right now. Chutz Min Almana, Bebeha Ibo, except for an Almana who's a Velis, Vikama Ibo Shala Shloshim Yom, Unisuos, Lo Yisarsu Ad Sheyeh Lehen Shloshe Chadashim.
The biggest difference is Nesuos.
Right, Nesuos, although Rabbi Yehuda permitted them to get married right away, Rabbi Yossi required them to wait 3 months. Val, fine. So that's how we reread the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, and therefore he's different than Rabbi Yehuda now. Val Mana, I know it's a very technical reading, but Val Mana Min Ha'erisin Mi Islay Ibol. Wait a second. Whoever said, if a woman's engaged and then her husband dies, is she really considered an Avel? Hatania, Rabbi Chia, Barami taught us the following. Ishta Arusa, if a woman's just engaged, lo onen, if her husband dies, she's not an onen, she's not responsible to bury him. Velo mitameila, and if she was a bas kohen, it doesn't really mean bas kohen because normally the lach is a kohen cannot become tamei mace unless it's the 7 close relatives, his parents, his children, his siblings, or a spouse. So what does it mean, velo mitameila? She's a bas kohen. Let's say she's a bas kohen. The Mishnah Kedushin Nafchavtes tells us that there are 3 lavim. Although women are required to keep all lavim in the Torah, there are 3 that they don't have to keep. One of them is they don't have the isser of shaving their corners of their head, of their beard, and that's 2. And the 3rd one is metame mace. A bas kohen is allowed to become metame mace. So what does it mean v'lo metamila, that they're not metame? What's the big deal? They have no requirement of staying tahor. So Rashi explains this. Look at Rashi, 2 narrow lines, the last 2 narrow lines on the page of lo metame. Kolomar, enu mitzuva lesasek bo. What it means is she's not required to be osek in the kvura. Ein achanami, she can, because there's no chiv saying tzahar for her, but she's not required to. That's what it means here. And furthermore, the Gemara continues, so to v'chein he, so to she, so sorry, that was all him, I'm sorry. I misread that. Okay, that was on her part. The first part of the brisa was him, that he's not an onin for her, and he's not metame for her, if he was a kohen. V'chein he, and from her perspective, lo onenes, she's not an onenes for him if he dies, and that's what Rashi is referring to, and she's also not Osek in his Kvura. Mace, if she dies, Eino Yorsha, he's not Yorisher. Mace, who, if he does die, Govek Ksubasa, she does collect the Ksuba, because in the Ksuba we write, Rashi explains that part of the Ksuba is, if you die from, or you divorce me from Erison, you're responsible to pay. So that was a Shibud, he had to require himself to pay her. That's a separate point about the Ksuba. There's no unenes, and then there shouldn't be avelis either. So why is someone who's an almana from Erison, why do we suggest before she's avel? Elo Tanayim, the Gemara says, really it's a machlokis Tanayim. What's machlokis Tanayim? So it says the Gemara, Ditanya, me Rosh Chodesh vatainis, from Rosh Chodesh Av until Tisha B'Av itself, ha'am mimatin maskem belisav militain, the Klaisel, lessens the amount of work they do, the business, umilivnos, lintoa, umiliares, umilisa, from building, from planting, from engaging, from marriage. That's all the week from Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Av, now we moved into the week that Tisha B'Av actually falls out during. So what happens there? Besocha, us l'saper, additional isurim. You can't get a haircut, ulechabes, you can't wash your clothing. V'yeshomim, kol ha'chodesh aser. Others say, no, the entire month, all the way from Rosh Chodesh. So everyone agrees during the week of Tisha B'Av, you can't get a haircut and you can't do kibbutz. Others say the entire month, even from Rosh Chodesh, it's aser to wash clothing, aser to get a haircut.
It's not we hold, don't from the Rosh Chodesh.
We hold from Rosh Chodesh, right. Now, we're trying to bring a machlokas tonight about getting engaged. It sounds like from this that everyone would agree, so that's machlokas. During those few days of Rosh Chodesh until that Shabbos, before you get to the Tisha B'Av week, the first few days of Rosh Chodesh until Gimel Av, that's the machlokas about whether or not it's usher to get engaged during that time period.
Yeah, but we're going now to prove that Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold on the suit. We're trying to change all Rabbi Yossi. We're just going on the point that Rabbi Yossi says that an Arusa who was Nital Mina, she cannot get married. This is trying to prove what?
Trying to prove that earlier we said that Kol Nisuim are allowed to get engaged. Initially, Right, Rabbi Yehuda
says no. Rabbi Yehuda says kol nusuos yochadim that they can get engaged, and Rabbi Yossi was said at the end that the difference he says that nusuos cannot get engaged within the
tree. Right, but then we seem to have brought other statements of Rabbi Yossi which said that nusuin can get engaged. I think then we bring that right.
And we brought that. We brought then we came to the point that it says that that Rabbi Yossi is saying that an arusa that was al nital menan cannot get engaged because of the avedus. That was the question.
Right. Now, so again, initially, when we adjusted Rabbi Yossi to be referring to kol ha, we said what was the last line?
If kol ha nesuos can get engaged, cannot get married after being engaged, then you have to say that the case of the almana has to be an according to an arusa that died, it has to be talking about Arusa that died, right? I mean,
but we said that can't be the case.
We said
that
cannot right. be the case.
So then we said, really, Rabbi Yossi thinks, kol ha-nesuin, which I'm going to call nesuin, can get engaged. We said, right? Kol nesuin. We said... No, we're going back, right? Rashi explains, we're going back. We adjusted the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. We're now going back there. We're not adjusting it. What Rabbi Yossi says himself is, Hakol kol nashim yisarsu. All women are allowed to get engaged. So we're talking about when they're previously married. So if they're married, they're allowed to get engaged, except for an amana who can't get engaged because of avelus. So within that, we said, wait a second. So if kol ha nisuin yisarsu, isn't that like Rabbi Yehuda? But that was one of our questions we said. Right. No, that wasn't the question.
No.
The question was the Kal Vachomer. That was the whole question. The Kal Vachomer, if you're allowed to do business, if when business is usher, it's mutter to get engaged, so certainly when business is mutter, you should certainly be allowed to get engaged. So everyone should be allowed to get engaged. And that's why we changed it to Yinasu. We're not going back to that. Now back to that question. If Rabbi Yossi actually says that all Nisuin can get engaged, so how do we deal with the Kal Vachomer that if business is mutter, so engagement should certainly be mutter also. Right?
No, but this is not the balance. No.
Our question was that in Almana, even though in Almana, again, Rabbi Yossi's initial statement was that all women who were married can get engaged.
Right.
Except for Almana because of Avelis. So she cannot get engaged because of Avelis. Gemara said, wait a second. Why is it a problem to get engaged when you're in Avel? We have the Bryce that says, the Kal Vachomer, that during the week before Tisha B'Av, it's us to do business, but it's mutter to get engaged.
Right.
So certainly now, with Almana, after Shiva, she can do business, she should certainly be able to get engaged.
So we're saying that Rabbi Yossi cannot hold that all the Arusas can get, all the Nesuas can get, that all the Arusas can get.
All the Nesuas get engaged.
No, we're talking about Arusas now.
But that's when you change it. We didn't change it yet. Forget the change right now. We have this question. He's talking about kol nesuin. All nesuin can get engaged.
Maybe it's too late. What do you mean nesuin get engaged?
Nesuin who were once married and became
died,
a widow,
they
could get engaged, but they can't get married until 3 months. Okay. So in this world of those who were married, they're allowed to get engaged, but if they're married and lost their husband, they became an almana, they cannot get engaged because of avelus.
Right.
So the klal is right now is an avel may not get engaged. That's the assumption right now. Because it's a simcha to get engaged that goes against the avelus of the almana. The Gemara says, wait a second, we have a Kal Vachomer that seems to say that an avel may get engaged. An almana should be able to get engaged as well.
But this is a question on both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi.
We're Rabbi Yehuda right now. This is all Rabbi Yossi right now.
But Rabbi Yehuda would also say that.
Rabbi Yehuda says, Konasun.
Rabbi Yehuda doesn't talk about
it. Exactly. He thinks it's okay, right.
Okay.
Only Rabbi Yossi thinks it's an asa for an almana to get engaged.
Ah, okay.
So what's the difference between almana and Nisua?
No, Amana from Nisuin versus Gerushin from Nisuin.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So Amana from Nisuin, Rabbi Yossi thinks it's Aser for an Amana to get engaged. But it should be Mutter for an Amana to get engaged. How do we know this? Because there are opinions that the first few days of Rosh Chodesh Av, before the Shavuot Shechabo, the first few days, you're allowed to get engaged, even though there's Aser to do business. It's certain Avelis or Noeg the first three days, but still Mutter to get married, or sorry, get engaged during those 3 days. So Erisin is not a steer to Avelis.
Right.
So that was a question to Rabbi Yossi. How then does Rabbi Yossi say that an Avel may not get engaged? And that's where we have to change the Girsa. We're not changing the gears anymore. Now we're saying it's really machlokas tanaim whether an avel can get engaged or avel cannot get engaged. What's machlokas? So that was the whole thing, that one opinion thinks it's usur to get engaged the whole month of Av, even from Rosh Chodesh, because an avel can't get engaged. And the other opinion thinks only the week of Tisha B'Av is it usur to get engaged. But the 3 days beforehand, which is still avelus, but still 3 days before him, you can get engaged during the first 3 days of Rosh Chodesh, before avelus gets stronger, but there's still avelus during those 3 days. You see, engagement is permitted. So what comes out is Rabbi Yehuda holds of the Mishnah that an avel can get engaged, and Rabbi Yossi holds an avel cannot get engaged. Is the same machlokas here about whether the engagement is usur from Rosh Chodesh Av, or it's only usur from the Shavuah Shechel Bo. So let's look at that in the Gemara one more time. Tanahi, Gemara says, it's really machlokas Tanahi. The Tanya, Mary Shchodesh v'Atainis, from Tisha B'Av until, sorry, from Rosh Chodesh until Tisha B'Av, Ha'am matim imaskeim, they lessen the amount of business, milisa milite, milivros milintoa, from building, from planting, umliaris milisa, no engagement already from Rosh Chodesh, and Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Av b'socha, asal sape ulechabes, but during the week of, there's additional chumras of Isser Kibbutz and Isser Sipur. So we see from there, fine, that first opinion, fine. So there's an Isser only from the Shavuot Shechal Bo of getting a haircut and laundering. The Yesh Omrim Kol Chodesh Asur. Others say the entire month it's Asur. So look at Rashi now for an explanation. Rashi, the first wide line down, says, Ela Tanahi, Ela Liolam Kitakasani Masisin Kol Anashim Yisarsu. Really, according to Rabbi Yossi, all women are allowed to get engaged. Uch Tabarshinan Bere Shmaisin Dan Nisu Eskai, referring to those who were once married, like we initially had said. The evil ikabanayah, the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi is about avelus. Vashminan, and we're teaching us, de'erishin b'mei avel aser, engagement while being an avel is forbidden. U'dekashacha kodem azman, that problem we asked before, that before the time we said it wasn't a mutter, the kasani u'ma'arsin, that the Gemara said, before the Shavuot Shechal Bo, one may get engaged, tanahi, that's really machlokas tanayim, dikaman da'aser, some say it's aser, V'ahi dekatani marasin lav devriya kolhi. The one who permits engagement is not according to everybody. V'lo sfirilei Rabbi Yossi. The one who permits engagement, that's not like Rabbi Yossi. That's like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi rather holds the one who thinks it's usur to get engaged the entire month of Av.
Very good. Okay.
So then the Gemara says maskivla Ravashi. Ravashi asks the following question: Mimai diliaris liaris mamish duma lemeivad sudas erisin huda usur. Haldiaris Shapir Dami. He says, wait a second.
This is on Tisha B'Av or on our
case? I thought on our case.
If it's a soul, it's on Tisha B'Av.
Yeah, probably right. Probably Tisha B'Av. Yeah, maybe you're right. Yeah. I think you're right. So Rashi says, how do you know Erisin by Tisha B'Av, or during the week of the 9 days, means Mamish Usser to engage? Maybe it means usur to have an engagement with a suda, because a suda adds simcha to it. But maybe engagement alone would be permitted? So the Gemara says, Ihachi, if that were the intentions of the Brisa, it should have said, Milisa, Linase, Nami. So if that's the case, when we say Milisa from getting married, that also has to be interpreted, Linase, Nami, Lemevit, Sudas, Nusuin, Hudasur, Halisa, Shapar, Dami? So you're going to tell me that when we refer to marriage, it refers to marriage with a meal is us only, but marriage alone without a meal would be permitted? No one would ever say that. So Gemara says, Hachi hashta bishma nisuin b'lo suda ika simcha. No, because with nisuin without suda, there's simcha. So we don't have to reinterpret milisa. Milisa certainly means marriage even without a suda is still going to be asr, because that's a simcha alone. El erisin below suda mika simcha, engagement without suda, what's the simcha that's there? Why would that be usur to get engaged to a woman during the 9 days? There's no simcha. So that was his challenge. So maybe erisin's only usur when there's a suda, but without a suda, maybe it's completely mutter. So Ella Amar Vashi says the following: Shiny avelis chadasha mevelis yishan, a very famous line. V'shiny avelis derabim mevelis liyachad. There's a difference between an old avelis refers to 9 days, it's an old avelis from the period of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. It's very old, and therefore, with a certain respect, it's more lenient, as opposed to a new avelus of an amana that's stronger. At the same time, there's a difference that avelus of Rabin, where the entire tzibur is being misabel, that's a more stringent type of avelus, the opposite to Svara, as opposed to an individual one. So let's look at Rashi. What does this mean? The last Rashi in the page says, Ella Amar Ravashi, lo tok mik tanai. Don't say to Machokas Tanayim about whether you could get engaged during Avelis or not Avelis. The Mishnah of Yevamos is different than the Brisa belt of Tisha B'Av. Rabbi Yossi Mode Bahi de Marison, he even agrees you're allowed to get engaged during the 9 days. The Kashlecha Kavachomer who Shiny Bein Avelis Chadash of the Tisha B'Av, the Havi Avelis Shishana, Avelis Rabim, Hilkach Kili. Since it's a less type of Avelis because it's old, and because it's a Rabim, I guess he's saying it's not as personal, so therefore it's more lenient. That's why we're allowed to get engaged during the 9 days. But when it comes to an amana, where it's fresh and new, and where it's an individual, very personal destruction, a personal loss, then when we're machmir, then he would not allow to get engaged during the week. Okay, perfect timing.